Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have a prayer request, I pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages, the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again that you have blessed us to assemble again in your name this day. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you have blessed us to go into the Word of God. Lord, my personal prayer to you is that you will bless me and grant me with the wisdom and understanding to deal with those who are listening to this broadcast today. Father, that you may be glorified and that they may be led to you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we just want to thank you, and I want to give you glory. I want to magnify you and lift you up, because, dear Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. And I thank you, Lord, for this day that you made in Jesus' almighty name. And, Lord, I give invitation for your spirit to be with us once again, Lord, as we take this journey into your word. In Jesus' almighty name we pray. And Father, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I thank God for another blessed day. We are on part 10 in this series here. And it is titled, Listen, Mormons, the Book That Jesus Is Over. Listen, Mormons, the Book That Jesus Is Over. Hallelujah. And we're looking at the book that is called The Record of the Nephites. And we're looking at this for the reason that the other series that I will go into with you guys about the changes that was made that was not of God. I've been going through y'all first that which is of God that came forth being the Nephite record to show you guys that how it is very dangerous to take what is of God and tamper with it, okay? And that's exactly what Joseph Smith and the Mormons did. But still being on this subject here, amen. I want to, if you have your Bibles, let us go back to Isaiah chapter 29, the book of Isaiah 29. And we're going to go back to where I left off with you guys, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11 and 12. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11 and 12. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of God says, and the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he say, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he say, I am not learned. Now, when I last went into this with you guys about this Nephite record and reading this scripture here, we talked about how that the Lord revealing this through Isaiah and this connection with this book is that when Joseph Smith testified of this having a visitation from an angel of the Lord, telling about the book written on, deposited on golden plates, amen, and how that Joseph Smith, when the time came for him to obtain these plates, that the language of those who had taken the account, the Nephites, Jaredites, and all of that, was not a type of language that could easily be interpreted. And so the Bible mentions here, when it says the vision of all is becoming to you as the words of the book that is sealed. The vision of all, which means that God wants all to see this record of Nephi. Now, God is not all about, well, I just want a few of y'all to have it, no one else. No. The Lord wants all the inhabitants here on this earth to behold this Nephi record. Now, some of you said, well, we'll all behold it. Well, not going to say all going to behold it, because all of them don't. Listen, the Lord has a will. And even though, for example, God would that all men would be saved. But would all men be saved? No, they won't. Because of their own free will, they're going to choose to reject Christ. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't want all to be saved. And even though God may want all to be saved, he does not trespass your free will. So if you don't want to be born again, he's not going to force you. Amen. And so God is using Isaiah to tell us, and this is also dealing with, this scripture also can go with connection of this record of Nephi book, that this book is sealed. Now, when something's sealed, it is closed off, and therefore it is closed off to the understanding of man, okay? It is closed off to understanding the language. So it has to be open to man in order for man to understand. And one of the ways that comes the open is has to be translated. Now, here, the Bible here says that this book was delivered to one that is learned, saying, read this, and I pray thee. And he say, I cannot, for it is sealed. Okay? And then it was delivered to one that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned. Now, the one that is not learned in this case here is Joseph Smith. Okay? And he saw by the written language that, hey, you know, I don't understand this. I can't interpret this. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when think about it, when you was growing up in school, there were certain things you saw in a book, where it was the textbook or certain things that were presented to you, you automatically looked at it and said, man, I you know, sometimes we would use this word, I ain't educated, you know, to understand this or to figure this out, okay? So Joseph Smith, even in seeing the place and the language it was written in, he knew that he couldn't interpret that. Of course, he was thinking about, okay, I'm unlearned. Okay, couldn't interpret that. Amen. Now, I want to read to you from the Nephi record. And God had given this to Nephi even before the record of Nephi will come forth. You know, because God, you know, as we said before, the Lord always have himself witnesses, okay? Always have himself witnesses. When God does something great, especially something great and great in the earth, even before he would do it, he'll reveal to others to have witnesses. And many times, he will have those witnesses speak on it before it manifests. Because we got to understand, it's all about faith. It's all about believing Christ. So, and what is turned the second book of Nephi, and before I read that, I want to give you this information for any of you that say, hey, I would like a Record of Nephi book, okay? And there's two pamphlets that go with it. One is titled The Coming Forth of the Record of Nephites, and the other one is Why the Record of Nephites. Those two pamphlets is 15 cents each. The book Record of Nephi is $8, okay? And if you want them, you can write to the Church of Christ Eliza Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ Eliza Message, Independence, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. You can call 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. Or area code 816-252-2343. Area code 816-252-2343. And the fax number is 816-252-0143. Now, in the Record of Nephi, I'm going to look up here what God gave Nephi before this Record of Nephi came forth, before it got, you know, the plates got into the hands of Joseph Smith, God, who, as we just read in Isaiah, mentions what he mentioned, what we just read in Isaiah 29, verse 11 and 12, and God had given this also to Isaiah. Amen. And, you know, some of you who, you know, is very, and I'm trying to find the right word to say this, because you hear Joseph Smith, you just against anything that's connected to him. And this is not a Joseph Smith campaign, okay? But I'm just speaking the truth here. You know, I've heard some of them say, well, that book, well, they call it the Book of Mormon, but God said, call it the Record of Nephi. The Book of Mormon got those changes in it that I told you that it's not of God from the original script. But anyhow, some say, well, that book is full of plagiarism or copycatting and all that. But there is times where that when you read the Record of Nephi, that the servants of the Lord will quote and tell you who said, like, for example, there's a spot in there where Nephi, he quotes Isaiah, and he tells you he quotes Isaiah. He don't tell you, he said, well, the Lord just gave this to me. No, he tells you, he said, the words of Isaiah. And then there are times that God had given his servants in the book the same thing he had given them over in Jerusalem, which for some reason, for some of you, it is hard to fathom that thought. I don't get it. You know, like, you know, God will tell you one thing, and then when he gets to the other person, he forgets. And it tells him something like he can't. Listen, the exact words, and I do mean the exact words, that God tells you, he can tell me. See, God doesn't have that battle with his memory at times like we do. You understand that? Because different things in our lives can affect our memory, but not with God. So God can tell you some words and then turn around and tell me word for word what he told you. Amen. He's God. He can do that. He doesn't face those breakdowns like we're subject to face. Now, he goes on to let Nephi know concerning the same thing. And he says, wherefore, the Lord God will proceed to bring forth the words of the book. And in the mouth of as many witnesses as seeming him good, will he establish his word, and woe be unto him that rejected the word of God. But behold, it shall come to pass that the Lord God shall say unto him to whom he shall deliver the book, take these words which are not sealed and deliver them to another, that he may show them unto the learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And the learned shall say, bring hither the book, and I will read it. Okay? And this is going in connection with Isaiah 29, 11, and 12, where it said, be delivered to one that learned. Who was, and it said, read this, I pray thee, and he'll say, I cannot, for it is sealed. And see, the Lord give a little bit more information through Nephi concerning this matter that is going to be given to another to take to the one that is not learned. And the one that takes it to the one that's not learned, he's going to say, read this, I pray thee. And the one that's learned shall say, bring hither the book and I will read it. He goes on to say, and now because of the glory of the world and to get gain would they say this and not for the glory of God. Okay. So the learned will say, that's the very educated ones who will say, hey, bring it here. I'll read it. And it ain't for the glory of God. It's for to get them glory, to show off their so-called education, their so-called wisdom. You ever come across people like that? I'm pretty sure me and you have. I'm pretty sure many of you have. You come across a person that, you know, they feel just because they got their degrees and all these bunch of degrees from college that they so know-it-all. And you see many times where in certain things they try to show it, okay? You can see that pride rise up and they try to show it. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes some of us, you know, some people become intimidated by it. And sad to say, that same spirit has crept in among, quote, believers. You know, you got believers now who's going to college, theology college and all that stuff, and because they got this degree in this, and you see that pride, where they become lifted in pride. And some of us among the Christian community, we become intimidated because we ain't got that so-called certificate. But let me tell you something. The greatest teacher you can have is Jesus Christ through his spirit, okay? Hallelujah. And I don't care how many degrees you got. I don't care how many degrees you get in, quote, Bible college. It doesn't make you knowing everything. And it's sad to say among Christians, I am starting to hear the words expert and pro. We didn't get ridiculous. I'm hearing them say, oh, so-and-so, he's a prophecy expert. Man, stop it. Stop it. You know, prophecy expert. And then you got to tell me how many out. I did so many out and, okay. Do that mean that you can't be wrong? Lord help us. But anyhow, he goes on to say, and the man shall say, I cannot bring the book, for it is sealed. Then shall the learned say, I cannot read it. Wherefore, it shall come to pass that the Lord God will deliver again the book and the words thereof to him that is not learned, and the man that is not learned shall say, I am not learned. Okay? Then shall the Lord God say unto him, the learned shall not read them, for they have rejected them, and I am able to do my own work. Wherefore, thou shalt read the words which I shall give unto thee. Now, I want to read to you along the lines of one of them. I told you that the one that was unlearned represented Joseph Smith. Okay? He was unlearned. Not, you know, caught up in the not being in education per se. And he could not interpret. He couldn't understand. And he said, well, I'm not learned. But to learn, I want to read to you. Now, there were some men of God who were witnesses to dealing with the translation of the Nephite record book. And one of these men was named David Whitmer. Okay, now, David Whitmer wrote a book called, and the title of the book is called An Address to All Believers in Christ. Okay? An Address to All Believers in Christ. In fact, if you want that book, the same information I gave you concerning the Nephi record goes for this as well. It's called David Whitmer's Address, and the book costs $3, okay? And you'll get an account of David Whitmer and dealing with the time that he spent with Joseph Smith as being one of the witnesses to the Nephi record. But he also tell you the downside also of Joseph Smith.
He's not up there. See, this is the one of the reasons why when you talk to the Mormons, there's three names, you know, if you bring it up to them, they don't want to talk about it, especially two of them. And David Whitmer's one up, okay? When you go there and say, hey, whatever happened to, that was one of the witnesses to the Nephite record named David Whitmer. What about him? They don't want to talk about him too much. You say, well, why is that, Brother Nate? Because when Joseph Smith started sliding, they caught him in errors, okay? And they exposed that. They confronted him about it. Well, see, when you got people treating you like a god, that's a no-no to them. To confront their god, to say that you're wrong, and that stuff now you getting is not from God, when at one time what you was getting was from God because you were humble, but now you become lifted in pride, and that stuff you get now is not from God, to many of them in their sight, that is a no-no. That's a no-no. David Whitmer, I want to read to you his account here. Hallelujah. And this is on page 17 of his book, David Whitmer Address. And this is what he said. He says, I have in my possession the original manuscript of the Book of Mormon in the handwriting of Oliver Cowdery and others. Also, the original paper containing some of the characters transcribed from one of the golden plates, which paper Martin Harris, now listen to this, took to Professor Anthem. Now, this is a man. Martin Harris was another one of the witnesses to the Nephite record. Okay, and he took, hallelujah, this transcribed from one of the golden plates, one of the original papers, a paper that contained some of the characters transcribed from one of the golden plates. This paper, Martin Harris took to Professor Anthon of New York. Now, there was a Professor Anthon of New York that Martin Harris took one of the papers to, okay? For he took him to Professor Anthon of New York for him to read the words of a book that is sealed, that was described in Isaiah and described as given to Nephi, okay? And he goes on to say, but the learned professor, now remember, in Isaiah it said what? It's delivered to one that is learned. He said, but the learned professor, although a great linguist, could not read the language of the Nephites. There is some evidence in the American Encyclopedia favorable to the Book of Mormon that I will speak of. It is as follows, okay? Martin Harris called upon Professor Anthon of New York with a transcript on paper which Smith had given him of the characters of one of the golden plates. This paper, Professor Anthon said, in a letter dated New York, February 17, 1834, was in fact a singular scroll. It consists of all kinds of crooked characters disposed in columns and had evidently been prepared by some person who had before him at the time a book containing various alphabets, Greek and Hebrew letters, crosses and flourishes, Roman letters inverted or placed sideways, were arranged and placed in perpendicular columns, etc. The learned could not read it, and the book was delivered to him that is not learned. I will quote two verses from the 29th chapter of Isaiah, which is the prophecy regarding this matter. So this Professor Anthon, who was a linguist, and I think a linguist is those that, you know different languages. He couldn't read it, okay? He described letters, turns, sideways, and all this stuff. He couldn't read it. He couldn't read it. Listen, this is something that could not be easily read, people. What is God showing in saying Isaiah? He lists two type of people, learn and unlearn. So he letting you know man by his own mental understanding is sealed. It was closed off to man. Mental understanding is closed off to him. Man's own mental understanding could not crack the code, people. I'm going to put it to you that way. It couldn't crack the code. So whether you would learn or unlearn, it didn't matter. You couldn't crack the code. Okay? And this Professor Anthons lets you know, hey, he can't crack it. Now, there's a brother, well, he's not living today, and his name was Walter Martin. I think that's his name, Walter Martin. He wrote a book called Kingdom of the Cults. And in that book, he said that that was false, you know, by, you know, it being taken to Professor Anthon and all that. Now, you would say, well, Brother Nate, what do you say to that? This is what I say to this. Just like we've been telling y'all the whole time we've been on the broadcast. What we giving y'all, take it to the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself. Take it for yourself. Because, see, here's the thing. As I told you guys before, as I've been telling you throughout this series, there are some people that's going to downplay this Reckoning of Nephi from the jump. In other words, only thing you have to do is get it out your mouth. And if they say, well, how did this book come forth? Where it started? If I say, well, there was a man named Joseph Smith who, what? They'd better cut me off. Because all I had to do was say Joseph Smith, they cut me off. Oh, I don't want to hear them of your Mormon. Amen. Hallelujah. See, this is what the church I belong to is not getting. The Church of Christ lies a message. And we won't address this problem. See, Joseph Smith at one time was humble being used of God, but then he fell off the track. And he started making up that which is ungodly. And we have to explain to people that everything Joseph Smith did was not right and everything he did was not wrong. We have to let them know the difference between that which was right and that which was wrong. And as we do that, then tell them to take it to the Lord in prayer. But when we sit back and not doing nothing, okay, because remember, the use of Joseph Smith's name is causing people to turn away from this work in this last day that Christ is talking about, which is the work of restitution and restoration. And we cannot, I repeat, we cannot talk about this work of restitution and restoration without including the Nephite record. When we talk about it overall as a whole, we gotta talk about why. Because it's connected to the restoring of the gospel. When Jesus said, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Then when he talked about the restitution of all things. Well, see, that's all things. Things has to be restored. There are some things that have to be restored. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. So this learned man, Professor Anthon, he couldn't interpret. Okay? He couldn't interpret it. If you were unlearned, you couldn't interpret. So you would say, well, okay, if this overall means by God mentioning the learned and unlearned, if this overall represents man completely, whether you're educated or uneducated, you can't translate. Well, how would this thing come about being then? Okay. God wants us to know what it said. We can't understand it. It's sealed off to us to our understanding. That seal has to be broken. It has to be open to us. Well, how is this going to be so? Well, I want to turn your attention to first, I want to go back to the Nephite record here. So the Nephite record, you know, the Bible and the Word of the Lord. And this is going to be, once again, 2 Nephi, chapter 27. 2 Nephi, chapter 27. And then we're going to go from the Nephi record to the Word of the Lord to the Bible on this to explain how is it that God, if he want all to behold the vision of the book, or to see this book, but this book is written in another language that can't nobody understand, then how is he going to get this thing to come about that we may understand it, okay? That we may know what we're reading, okay? If you look naturally now, a person that's Chinese can write me a letter. I wouldn't know what, I can have the letter in my hand, okay? I wouldn't know more about what he's saying than the man is on the moon. I wouldn't know because I don't know that language, okay? You understand that? So it has to be revealed to me what he's saying to me in order for me to understand it. You know, it's just like speaking in tongues. You remember in the book of Corinthians when it tells you that if there's no interpreter, hold your peace. And how can the person say amen or give thanks when they don't understand what you're saying? Well, you get what I'm saying. So what? They said, but unless it's interpreted. Okay? It got to be interpreted. It has to be translated in a way that you can understand. This is what the Lord gave Nephi. He said, therefore, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people. Yea, a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of the wise and learned shall perish, and the understanding of their prudence shall be hid. Now remember, I already was saying that learn, the unlearned and the learned couldn't read it. So in order for it to be put into a place where those that behold it can get knowledge and understanding from it, God had to do a marvelous work. Now, understand, this marvelous work even is bigger. It's even dealing with the overall restoration and restitution work of the Lord in the last day. But it also includes this, okay? It includes him doing a work in a miraculous way or a marvelous way. Amen. Not an ordinary way, but an extraordinary way. You understand that? So the Lord said, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among these people, yea, a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise and learned shall perish. And the understanding that prudent men shall be hid. That, you know, it's going hallelujah. It's going to come to naught. You understand that? Hallelujah. The wisdom and the learned, their mental capacity and all that is going to fall short. Amen. It's going to render inoperative. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Let me read something to you from the word of the Lord here. The word of the Lord book is a book of messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, from 1927 to 1994 thus far. Amen. 120 messages. And if you want a copy of that, the messages of the word of the Lord, they're 75 cents a dozen. And the same information I gave you to write to and call, it's the same place, okay? Same place. Now, on June the 11th, 1975, at 4:15 a.m., oh yeah, I'm giving you time, date, time, so you can ask the Lord Jesus. The Lord sent his angel messenger, the Elijah, to one of his scribes, the second of the two scribes that was taking down the word from the angel, this brother named Brother W.A. Drakes. Now, I want to read to you what is called, in fact, let me take your attention. Let me give you another date here because I want to, September the 20th, 1929, okay? September the 20th, 1929. I wonder, I was going to give you what is called a 94th message, but it comes to me more by giving you this message, which is called the 13th message, September the 20th, 1929. And I want to speak to you, it's speaking about the marvelous work, okay? Now, the Lord, you know, when you see in Isaiah 29, and I read to you directly in Nephi, the Lord talks about the book coming forth, and that whether you were learned or unlearned, you could not read it. It was sealed off to your understanding. So we see that since God wants us all to behold the book, because there's no need of beholding the book if we can't understand it or know what it's saying, okay? So that means that it has to be translated or affected a certain way that we may know what it's saying and understand, okay? And so that's when the Lord goes on down and says, I will do a marvelous work among this people, okay? And I read to you from the Nephi record. Now, hearing the word of the Lord, I want you to hear this. He said, I come to you again. Remember, there are and will be trying times, and as these changes take place, the faith of the children of men will be tried, because they are not used to the things that are and will take place. Now, listen to this. He said, remember, the Lord has said that a marvelous work and a wonder is to come forth, which will be marvelous to all people, and will not be understood except by the Spirit of God from whence it shall come. Now, as I told you, this marvelous work and a wonder is a broad thing, but one of the things, and the reason why I'm giving you the scripture to go with this Nephi record, notice that he said, this marvelous work and the wonder that is to come forth, he said that it's going to be marvelous to all his people, but it will not be understood except by the Spirit of God from which it shall come. So the Spirit of God. So those who have the Spirit of God and the Spirit of God is dealing with them, they're going to be the ones to be able to understand it. And that's what it is with this Nephi record. And this is why we've been telling you guys about this work of restitution and restoration, and why I'm telling you about the Nephi record, to go take it to the Lord. Not at one time have me or the brothers or sisters on this broadcast ever told y'all, said, listen, you better believe it because we said it. We always pointed you to Christ. And except you humble yourself to Christ and let the Spirit of God deal with you about this, you won't get it. You won't get it. Hallelujah. You won't get it. Amen. There are going to be some people who may at first reject this, but there's going to come a time where they're going to humble themselves before God, and the Spirit of God is going to deal with them and reveal to them that this Nephi record is true. Amen. That's the truth. And they're going to understand it's working. Now, he said that this model is working the wonder, and it's only going to be understood by the Spirit from which it comes. Okay? Now, let's go to the Bible. Back to Isaiah chapter 29. Isaiah chapter 29. Let's go back to the Bible here. Verse 14. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. It's come, you know, two or three verses down after he talks about the book, being delivered to one that's learned and unlearned. Neither one of them can read it. Neither one can interpret it. Neither one can understand it. And then the Lord turned around. He said, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and an understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. It ain't going to be found, people. Their prudence and wisdom is not going to be found to interpret this book, okay? It's not going to be found when this book is revealed. It's only going to be by the Spirit of God that reveals to whomsoever humble themselves before God that it would be understood. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And the way that the Lord is going to bring it forth. Now, that's the biggie. That's the biggie. The biggie is, as we get into the way God is going to bring it forth, because when we talk about how, and you might well say we get it, when we talk about the way it was translated, that's another problem to some people. And that's another thing that makes some people's eyes buck like. You said what? It was translated how? No. Yeah. See, You got some of those Christians who claim that God can do whatever, but when it's testified to them of God doing something miraculous, you got some of them that look all buck-eyed. You know, you be telling them, say, yeah, you know, the Lord, he been healing people. He growed a limb on the man. The man had a withered arm and he grew a limb. And when you testify to them about that, and I'm talking about true testimony, you know, you got some, they look at you like, man, come on, don't tell me that. And they may not come out and tell you that, but that's the look on their face like, come on, man, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Amen. Some of you know, hallelujah. Oh, man, don't tell me. No, man, you know. And then you have a few of them that come out and say, man, I don't believe that. Well, see, we're going to get in, Lord said the same, with part 11 tomorrow and talk more about how God calls it to come forth, this Nephi record. If it's written in another language that whether a person would learn or unlearn couldn't understand it, couldn't know it, whatever, then God, how did the Lord get it to a point where it can, you can know what it's saying and be in a place where you understand it? How is that? Well, we're going to, in part 11, we're going to get more into that in part 11 tomorrow, because people, this is very important. I want to say this to you all, whether you're listening far or near. This is not a game, people. This is not a trick. It's not a gimmick. And I know some of you say, oh, they come out of God coming with a book and doing this and something fantastic and wonderful, just like the other people out here say. Well, here's the thing I say to that. It's up to you whether you take it to Jesus or not. Like I said, we don't come on this broadcast and tell you guys you better believe everything we said because we said it. You don't find none of us saying that. Okay? We're living in a very, very critical time now. And there are some things of God that many of us have yet to see. There are some deeper things he have yet to reveal. And only those who heart has a heart for God is going to receive. I'm just going to tell you the truth, people, because everyone that's claiming Christ is not going to receive it. Everyone doesn't have a heart for God. Everyone doesn't have a heart for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everyone don't have that heart. It's be a lot of talking going on, but everyone doesn't have that heart. And the deeper we get in these last days, the more you see the word of the Lord coming forth, even about the evil that shall arise. And that's much evil we see in this time that has been rising up, even among those who claim to love the Lord. Okay? It's a lot of evil been rising up. People just, whoop, rising up. But see, one of the sad things we're doing, we're telling one another any day we'll be snatched up. Like I said many times before, I wish 110% that was true. If that was true, man, I'd be the biggest fan of that kind of speaking. Well, I'd be looking every day and telling people every day, I ain't being here long. I'm going to be snatched up. I will be letting folks know. But it ain't true. It ain't true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for this opportunity to go into the Word of God with you all. Like I said, Lord, say the same tomorrow. Be back with part 11 to this series. And I want to say it may be the 11th and final part. It may be.
whatever this Lord say. If it is, I go into talking about the these specific revelation that God gave, specific ones that God gave, and we'll talk about that. And then we'll go into a new series where we're talking about the changes that Joseph Smith and the Mormons made to what God had brought forth, okay? We'll talk about that. But glory to God. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who is Lord, and he truly indeed is Lord and God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for another blessed day and bringing us through this day and time. Dear Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for giving me what to give your people, to give all that are tuned in. So, dear Lord, we praise the name of our God. We lift you up because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be glorified and be lifted up in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.